A few days after the attack, I happened to walk by Pity's brother while gathering wood. He is about Keem's age, and like Keem, his eyes are very sad. His body is wiry and agile, allowing him to easily climb palm trees for their fruit. I stand there watching him, admiring his ability to get up and slide down the tree so fast. Chumaritsu, I call out. He nods at me. Where are you off to? I do not ask him about Pity. Every day I go fishing and pick palm fruits for Ma. She's in the hospital. I bring food for her and stay with her through the night. She's getting better. I am surprised he is saying so much to me. He peels the fruit and hands me a slice. Akun, I say thank you to him, but he does not hear me. He is very far away now. He picks up his fruit and heads off to the hospital. The next day I see him again at the same place, peeling palm fruits. I walk over and ask, "How is your mom doing today?" He looks up and I see that his eyes are red and angry. "Leave me alone! Don't bother me!" he yells and comes after me with a large rusty silver cleaver. With my knees shaking, I run from him. "Get away from me! I hate you all!" he screams as I crouch and hide in the bushes. Suddenly, he stops coming after me and stands transfixed, dropping his cleaver. With his shoulders slumped, he stoops and slowly sits on the ground. His elbows rest on his knees, his face buried in his hands. He cries long, hollow sobs, and his shoulders shake uncontrollably. My heart leaps for him. I want to reach out to him, but instead I turn and walk away. He is alone now, too. It is April 1979. Our future looks bleaker every day. I dread the idea of going to live with another family, but I know it will happen soon. Keem is still hoping our brothers Koi and Meng are alive somewhere, and that soon they will come for us. We don't know how to go about searching for either them or our uncles in Bat Deng. After completing his chores each evening, Keem sets off to the Yuan camp. There is an area there where the newly arriving displaced people stay and where people congregate to try and find each other. Every time someone new arrives at the base, Keem asks if they know or have ever heard of our brothers. Always they give him the same sad answer. Each night he drags himself back to give us the news, but my heart always sinks before he has had a chance to say anything. My world darkens when the thought that they might be dead enters my mind. I force it to go away. Koi and Meng have to be alive somewhere out there. I am feeding the baby when one of the kids runs over and tells me Keem is coming with some man. I cannot dare to hope. Chu and I look at each other, our eyes full of fear, praying the man is our brother.